Yeah. Yeah. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Tariq Radio. This is your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're ready to chop it up tonight, man. So much stuff going on today. We had to get down and chop it up tonight, guys. Let everybody know that we're live right now. Hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button, and hit the subscribe button to let everybody know that we're in here and we're ready to chop up some good game. We're going to take a real quick commercial break, guys, so y'all don't move a muscle. We will be right back right here on Tariq Radio, so don't move a muscle.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Yo, check out the website 100%rotten.com. That is the black-owned website where you can buy all types of t-shirts and accessories so you can look fly. You can get their Ogun t-shirts, their social distancing t-shirts, their riot t-shirts, and so much more. They even have iPhone cases that look real fly too. Again, go to 100%rotten.com. Use the coupon code KINGFLEX to get 15% off on purchases. That's 100, the word percent, the word rotten.com.
We are hemp.clothing. We're changing the culture one cool piece at a time. Our mission at hemp.clothing is to sell custom-made garments to satisfy all walks of life and pursue advancement through creativity and fashion and expression. We're not trying to pursue cool. We simply help you define your own. Hemp.clothing, 1981.
Check out a brand new company called DurXWipes.com. That's a family-owned disinfectant wipe company that offers natural and quality wipes that clean at a professional level. They're shipping out of Minnesota, and they make their products by hand, and they deliver them efficiently. And they're now serving several variations: peppermint oil, lavender oil, lemon oil, eucalyptus wipes, you name it. So order from them at DurXWipes.com. That's DurXWipes.com, and follow them on Instagram at DurXWipes.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I hope you're wearing your KN95 masks everywhere you go to protect you from all the germs in the air. Also, I want to tell you about this hand sanitizer with aloe vera from IWantAMask.com. It smells so amazing. It's not like other hand sanitizers that leaves your hands feeling clammy and disgusting. So definitely get your hand sanitizer with aloe vera from IWantAMask.com. IWantAMask.com is offering free shipping for all orders over $50.
Aliens discover melanin. They notice the people. They exploit the people.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because I enjoy it. And because I can.
What type of payment do you want?
Do you see me? I have the best. I want the best. And I deserve the best.
The new drug.
Audio novel.
You can find on YouTube.
At the Urban Gods, spelled with a Z, channel on YouTube. Premiering October 24th.
Check out the brand new app called Goddess Talk right now. Customers, you can purchase black-owned products, services, order food, make reservations, book appointments, and do so much more. And you businesses out there, when you sign up, you get to keep 100% of your sales, no commission. Customers, join now and shop now. The Goddess Talk app is available right now for Android and Apple. So let's circulate those black dollars and download the Goddess Talk app now. Yo, guys, are you looking for a constructive gift for a friend, family member, loved one, or anybody? You need to check out justice.pearlsync.com. Now, that's an FBA-owned company, and they sell beautiful, high-quality sets of notebooks that includes an impressive gift box. So you need to check them out right now at justice.pearlsync.com. That's justice.pearlsync.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You're now listening to the incredible, the legendary, Tariq Nasheed.
A nasty, vile gutter snipe right up out the hood.
On Tariq Radio.
Where is JJ getting all this cash?
Yo, 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 what's up, guys? We're back, we're back, we're back. Welcome back to Tariq Radio. Glad to have y'all in here. We're doing the late night creep tonight. And I'm glad many of you are up. Everybody hit that thumbs up button. Hit that like button, ladies and gentlemen, to let everybody know that you are in the house. Well, we got to touch on some things. Tonight won't be too long, but just so much stuff happening today. And before I get into that, don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com, HiddenColorsFilm.com, where you can get Hidden Colors 1 through 5. And the movie 1804, Hidden History of Haiti. And by the way, we're still having the Foundational Black American Conference next month, September 19th, in Atlanta at the Georgia World Congress Center. There's going to be some seating arrangements and everything that we have to do. We're going to take a lot of precautions, but we are allowed to have it, and it's going to be a great event. And we're going to let people know about all the seating arrangements and all that stuff. So I want everybody to come on down. And we'll give you more details on that pretty soon. Also, I got to thank everybody for getting the Ogun juice. That Ogun juice is the hottest thing in the game right now. The hottest thing on the streets right now. So, again, we're very appreciative of everybody getting some of that Ogun juice, ladies and gentlemen. At OgunJuice.com. You can get all your Ogun juice accessories at OgunJuice.com. So hit that thumbs up button, hit the thumbs up button, hit the like button. Guys, what we're talking about black people. There's a lot of black people out here, ladies and gentlemen, who are scared of power. Ladies and gentlemen, when you challenge white supremacy, you have to be ready to assume the reins of power. And we got to get into the habit of practicing being in positions of power. Being in positions of power is so foreign to so many of us because we've been powerless for so long. Many people in our society sees people who are black in power and they think that something's wrong with that. They think the only power that is legitimate is if it's power that's approved by the white supremacist. And white supremacists approve power for black people is not power at all. I want y'all to feel me on that. We got a very bad habit of waiting on white people to co-sign black people before we take them seriously. We don't think a black person is legit unless there is a white person propping that black person up and co-signing that black person. Because when we see a black person assert power, create economic bases, and do things independent of the white supremacists, notice how a lot of Negroes will project their own insecurities and inadequacies on that black person. Well, he must have did something wrong. She must have did something slick. She must be scamming. There's a lot of projection. And that's the little white supremacist in your soul. You got to exercise that white supremacist out of your system. See, the white supremacist got into a lot of black people's souls and built a little coon puppet. There's a lot of little coon puppets out here in your soul, and you have to exercise that out your soul and understand what real power is. Our brother John Henry Clark used to say, people who can't make their own underwear are not ready to lead or rule a nation. We have to be in positions where we control all the minute details of our lives. Once we control the minute details, we can control the major details. But we have to stop looking for white approval. And that brings us to talking about what's going on in Atlanta. Today they had the DA election where you had Mr. Paul Howard, who was trying to get reelected. And he was running against a woman named Fonnie Willis. Now, Fonnie Willis actually worked in the prosecution's office, so she's been in the game for a minute, but this is the first time a woman has been elected as a DA, I think, out there in Fulton County. Now, she beat Paul Howard by a landslide. I mean, she beat him by a landslide. And what this shows is that a lot of Negroes are scared of power. Because Fonnie Willis is clicked in with the police. She was endorsed by the damn police unions. She was endorsed by the lawyer of the race soldier who shot our brother in that parking lot out there. Paul Howard put charges on that race soldier. He put heavy charges on him, and a lot of white supremacists were mad at him. And because a lot of the white supremacists were mad at Paul Howard, yes, Paul Howard lost, because a lot of white supremacists were mad at Paul Howard, scared niggas, let's be real, scared niggas wanted to back off of them. That's what that was. Atlanta's a majority black city. There is no way that a person endorsed by the police unions should have won in that situation. Now, even if people have their issues about Paul Howard, I've saw some niggas with rainbow flags talking about what Paul Howard be doing. Paul Howard, whatever he did, or whatever you don't like about him, I promise you is not as bad as endorsing race soldiers. Because this woman, Fonnie Willis, she's going to drop them damn charges. Y'all best believe the charges on that race soldier, she's going to drop them shits. We can just count the days down. She's dropping them damn charges, and that's going to set a precedent that's horrible for the black people of Atlanta. So we need to talk about this thing when it comes to power. Because when it was time to exercise real power, the people didn't show up like they were supposed to. You got folks out there in Atlanta, and I was down there when people were marching and protesting, talking about police brutality. See, there's a clout chasing culture where people want to do all this shit in front of cameras and standing next to white people. When there's white people out there with you and there's cameras and the white allies are right there egging you on, oh, y'all with the business. But when it comes time to actually do something as black people about the police brutality, which means you support the prosecutors who are putting charges on these people, that's the main thing you do. When it comes to that, since white mommy and daddy ain't doing that, well, I don't know. White mommy, white daddy, my allies don't approve. I don't know. There's no reason in hell that Paul Howard should have lost, no matter what you felt about that dude. He was doing something that was going to set a precedent, was putting major charges on a race soldier for killing a black person. They put these mammies in office to drop charges, not charge, do all types of shit. They get these mammies on the payroll and these mammies on the take, and all they do is thwart these cases that involve these race soldiers. Notice they got all these mammies over there in Texas, full of mammies, the mammy police chief, Tammy the mammy, the judge, out there hugging damn white race soldiers. They mammify this shit all up. So we got to look at what's going on out here in the community that allows this type of shit. Because the thing is, Too many of us, we don't want to get out here and do something if ain't nobody looking at it. See, can't nobody see you vote? See, as a matter of fact, when you vote, you got to go somewhere and actually low-key hide. And that just takes the fun out of living for niggas with plantation mentalities. Let's just keep it a buck tonight. Why get out here and vote for something empowering if ain't nobody gonna see me do it? You understand? Because people got this narrative that I say don't vote. No. I'm big on voting locally. This is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. I'm big on voting locally because you can directly affect what's happening in your community. You can directly thwart these race soldiers in your community by having a prosecutor that's going to do your bidding. That's going to set a precedent. And that's going to stop some of these assholes because you're going to let them know, we got a prosecutor that's going to put some real heavy charges on you. So that's going to alleviate your desire to go out here and just start killing niggas. But ain't no cameras at the voting booth. See, we got this clout chasing culture. And shout out to T.I. He was campaigning for Paul Howard. He was putting up a lot of stuff with Paul Howard. So I won't criticize T.I. on that. There were some people, a lot of people were trying to get folks to support Paul Howard. But the thing is, when it comes to actually doing something, getting on code like that, where power is going to be exerted by black people, let's be real. A lot of Negroes are scared of that, guys. And some of you might be scared of that. And let's talk to you. See, our sister, our great queen mother, Frances Cress Welsing, said, white supremacy is something that we have to talk about. If you're scared, talk about being scared. Our sister said that. Talk about your fear. Why are you scared? Let's talk about that. You dig? Those charges, that was going to set a great precedent. People really should have supported that because that's what we're out here fighting for. We're out here fighting for black prosecutors or any prosecutor to put charges on race soldiers. That's what people out here talking about, Breonna Taylor. And we got to be very careful. See, a lot of folks start doing shit as a catchphrase and it sounds good and you can put it on a t-shirt. But when it's time to actually exert the power to prosecute the people who killed Breonna Taylor, everybody starts twiddling their thumbs. You want somebody white to approve. We got to get out of that type of shit. We got to get out of sloganisms. Fuck that sloganism shit. We got to get out of this cosplaying and doing these little symbolic gestures and then bragging about doing nothing burgers. Well, I'm out here on the front line. The front line doing what? Marching in a circle with a bullhorn yelling? Because, see, a lot of Negroes think that just going out here getting attention is an accomplishment. See, we have this baby-fied mentality out here that niggas are going to have to get out their system. We can't have this grown baby shit going on. We got to know how to politic behind the scenes, get money together behind the scenes, and handle grown folks' business. Everything ain't about jumping in front of a fucking camera and getting attention all the time. In Atlanta, my beloved city, I love Atlanta. Man, cats got to know better. And most of you who are listening to me now, you did the right thing. But a lot of cats out here running around Atlanta's full of niggas. Now, if we put voting booths by the strip club, people would get elected, would be getting elected. There's no excuse for that travesty. You can't be that politically naive. We can't be on that baby-fied childlike mentality right now. Cats got to get out here and put in real work. If cats can get out here and flood the fucking strip clubs, you can stop stripping and twerking and doing all the nigga shit for one day. Just cut that shit out for one day and mobilize for some real shit. I ain't with symbolic nothing burgers. Everybody just walking around with white allies, marching in circles, yelling slogans, but ain't nobody putting in the real work. We got to put in work out here, man. And we got to look and see what's going on down in Atlanta. Because let's be real. Who are the people out here voting in Atlanta? And down there in Fulton County, who do we have down there? What we have, there's a lot of old Negroes, some of the civil rights leftovers out there voting, and they're going to vote for whoever the white folks are co-signing. So that's going to be Fani. They're going to vote for her because white folks are co-signing her. Scared, old scared niggas. Let's be real. That John Lewis crowd. And who else? Atlanta's full of immigrants too, by the way. There's a lot of Negro immigrants out there in Atlanta. So they're going to vote for Fani too, because truth be told, a lot of these foreign immigrants, let's be real. A lot of these niggas, they don't mind black folks out here getting shot up. They don't mind that at all. That's why when you have these juries and they say, yeah, there's 10 white people and 2 black folks, usually those black folks are immigrants. They don't tell you that because they lump us all together, but those one or two Negroes that they put on those cases, just like the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman situation. They had some little mammy immigrant down there who didn't really identify as black. They had her on the damn jury. They put these little immigrant coons and mammies on these goddamn juries out here. And we think, okay, there's a black person. Oh, we got somebody on our side. No, that motherfucker's in there with a plate of butter biscuits. That nigga deserve it. That nigga was running for, he should not have ran from the cops. Y'all don't understand what them niggas be in there doing behind closed doors. But Atlanta's full of fucking immigrants. Let's be real. And I said this before, a lot of these goddamn immigrants do not be getting on code. They will side with white supremacy against us. And the other crowd down there in Atlanta is LGBT central for Negroes. And this Fani lady, she already has let it be known she's going to be pandering to the white LGBT community. So a lot of these black LGBT Negroes who feel like they're black, but they're black and they are slash Negroes. I'm black slash LGBT. I'm black slash trans, black slash bi, black slash lesbian. So these Negroes, let's be real, a lot of them run from their blackness, but they're black when it's convenient. They're going to be out there supporting the Fani Willises and people like that who's in bed with the cops, because a lot of these Negroes low-key don't like black society themselves. They think that they're their own society outside of normal black society, out of traditional black society. You see? We got to understand the mindset of people. This is why the white supremacists, they know who to pander to. But Atlanta, we got to step that shit up. See, I don't want to hear about all that Chocolate City Wakanda stuff and ain't nobody on fucking code like that. It's nothing to have a bunch of black folks out here who ain't on code. That's why the white supremacists love mixing up all of this other shit, because they know it's going to cause confusion. And because so many people are afraid of power, they're looking for white mommy and white daddy to take the reins and take control. Because what a lot of Negroes do, they just protest so that white mommy and white daddy can do something. They just get out here, make a lot of noise so that white mommy and white daddy can try to come to the rescue. We got to get off that mentality. We got to get out of that. And now today, as we know, Joe Biden has picked Kamami Harris as his running mate. Shout out to Jimmy Busby, given to the Melanoid Ministries on the YouTube channel. Shout out to my brother there. But Kamami Harris, they've chosen her as the running mate for Joe Biden. And the Democrats and all these people, they're going to try to push the black girl magic gender divide. That's going to be a heavy thing that they're going to be pushing. Guys, we're about to see a gender divide that we've never seen before. They're going to try to, sisters, and I want my sisters to be ready. Sisters, they're going to start spewing this bullshit towards you. Sisters, they're going to start hitting you up with this woman of color bullshit. Us women of color got to stick together. They're about to hit you up with that, sisters. Do not fall for that. They're about to hit you with the sister girl bullshit con game. Do not fall for that. I played this clip earlier. See, they're running around talking about Kamala Harris's blackness. They're trying to HBCU this, HBCU that. But we done already said Rachel Dolezal went to a damn HBCU. That don't mean anything. But I put up this clip of Kamala Harris with that, what's that, that dark-skinned Indian actress. She's on a lot of stuff on NBC. Mindy Cohn, I think that's her name. But she's on here with her. This is Kamala Harris right now with that Mindy lady. Now listen to Kamala Harris. Listen.
What we're going to cook today is an Indian recipe.
Yes.
Because you are Indian.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't know that everybody knows that. But I find that wherever I go and I see Indian people at the supermarket, on the street, everyone's like, you know, Kamala Harris is Indian, right? It's like our thing we're so excited about to have you running for president.
Yeah.
So we're both Indian,
yes.
But actually we're both South Indian.
Yes, you look like the entire one half of my family.
Okay, thank you.
You do.
I've been telling people we're related already, so this is perfect. It's basically true. And so were you raised eating South Indian food?
South Indian food, lots of rice and yogurt, potato curry, dal, lots of dal.
Okay, so they're sitting here going over some Indian dishes, okay? So again, their whole thing is trying to portray her as the sister girl, slash Indian. No, it don't work like that. No, y'all not gonna portray her as sister girl HBCU, but she's black when it's convenient. See, the thing is, what they're trying to do with us, they're trying to use the one big nigga ideology for us to bow down to. And we're not gonna do that. That's why Joe Biden the other day said, you know what? All these other communities are diverse. The black community, they're not really that diverse. He just spewed some one big nigga ideology. And now they got Kamala Harris and they're using the one big nigga ideology on us. Well, you niggas are supposed to accept everybody. Yeah, she's black enough. I mean, she's Jamaican. There's a lot of blacks in Jamaican. So she's black enough. So you niggas better accept her or you're going to be divisive. No. No, no, we're not doing the one big nigga. No, she's not a foundational black American. And as a matter of fact, when did she identify as black? Because over there in Jamaica, and I talked about this before, Jamaicans, many of them have all types of different little color codes and color variations. And she's from that Coolie color variation where they don't really identify as black. There's a lot of color codes out there in Jamaica and the Caribbean. And her Indian side damn sure don't identify as black. So this whole black when it's convenient thing, we're not going for that. We're not going for that. Y'all not going to dump us under the one big nigger banner. No, we are foundational black Americans. She's not. She's already said what the fuck she ain't going to do for us. And we don't owe Kamala Harris a damn thing. We're not falling for that. We're not falling for that con game because she comes from two different cultures that are decidedly anti-foundational black American, if we're going to keep it a buck. There's an anti-foundational black American element in the Caribbean. Let's keep it a buck. And there is definitely an anti-foundational black American element from the Indian community. Look at the people like Dinesh D'Souza. Look at Gandhi's little old hungry, skinny, racist ass. He was anti-black as hell. So we don't owe them anything, black people. Don't let them shame you. They come from a culture of vile anti-black racism. They still mistreat black people in India now. They have other black people who are who's been out there for years and generations, the untouchables, some real, real black folks out there in India that they treat like animals. We don't owe them anything. We don't owe them a damn thing. Yeah, don't let nobody run that Gandhi game on you. I've talked about Gandhi many times. See, a lot of people try to co-sign Gandhi because Dr. Martin Luther King was quoting Gandhi and talking about nonviolence and all that. And our brother, Dr. John Henry Clark, he broke it down. Even though Gandhi preached nonviolence, he had a violent alternative. He had other folks who was really ready to put in work. If the nonviolence didn't work, Gandhi let the British know, hey, I got some cats over here that got these swords and these knives that'll slit your fucking throat. I'm a do this nonviolent thing right now. But if this don't work, we got some cats that'll really put in some work. See, they don't let you know that part of the nonviolence ideology. See, with Dr. King, he had an alternative, but Dr. King didn't really use that. He could have, if he hooked up with the Nation of Islam in the 60s were not a fucking joke, by the way. And there were other brothers out here in the streets ready to put in work. During the late 60s, when Dr. King would gravitate towards these folks, because remember, eventually Dr. King would have meetings with Elijah Muhammad, so the white power structure was like, oh shit. That's when they started getting a little nervous about Dr. King. But in the late 60s, Dr. King was getting away from that nonviolent bullshit, and they were like, okay, we got to get him out of here. Yeah, they had the Deacons of Defense. They had some real riders out here ready to put in some work. Yeah. Shout out to Jimmy Busby, who put some on the Melanoid Ministries in the room. But the thing is, guys, see what they're going to do now. They're going to create this fake ass black girl magic coalition. They're going to look, black men, they know we're out here getting the brunt of the anti-black racism and the violence from the police. So what they're going to do, they're going to try what they did in the 60s. They're going to say, okay, look, we know that the black community has it bad, especially your men. So we'll bring you over here. We'll give you some more privileges other than the men. See, it's all about us women. They're going to use that same shit they used in the 1960s. Don't fall for that. Don't fall for that. You dig? Do not fall for that at all. Because, see, they're not doing anything about Breonna Taylor. That's a sister who needs justice. They're not doing anything about that. They're not prosecuting these race soldiers. Kamala Harris is a damn cop, basically. And Biden has already said that he's funding more police. He's going to do more funding for the police. You dig? And right now, they're trying to use our grassroots tactics. You see, with Oprah putting out those billboards after our brother, the Black Authority, has been doing that for the longest. And we're talking about arming ourselves, practicing the Second Amendment. We've been talking about that for a minute. If you watch the Hidden Colors films, we've talked about arming yourselves. The last Hidden Colors we did was about the art of black warfare. We did a whole movie talking about warfare strategies against systematic white supremacy. We talked about arming yourselves. We broke that thing down heavy. Go look at the last Hidden Colors. Look at Hidden Colors 5. That's the movie that got me banned from a whole damn country. But look at the movie Hidden Colors 5. We talked about real warfare. How to protect yourselves. How to be armed. And I keep telling people about gun shops, especially the ones out here, the black-owned gun shops, Redstone Firearms, where you can get real training from real experts. I ain't talking about walking around in front of cameras, cosplaying like Scam Master J. I see some of the infat cats in there. I see some of y'all in the room trying to troll. I see you. A lot of these cats are mad, and I guess the government is mad because I've exposed their asset. A lot of them are mad because I've exposed their asset, and that's what it is. Yes, I did. I've exposed Scam Master J. Now, this is the thing now. I'm looking at the people that's still supporting that dude and the organization. Now we got to look at people who still support that, because I did a live the other night. I think, was it last night? I think I did it last night. I did a live. And I had some of the supporters of that organization call up. I had them call up to really logically explain your reasoning after all the evidence that we have of this dude clearly working with the damn government. I wanted some of the supporters to logically explain what your get down was. And cats were calling up, sounding emotional, saying they don't care if he's an agent. And that's what it really boils down to. A lot of cats, let's keep it real. People know that old dude is clicked in with them folks. They know that. Niggas know that. Let's be real. There's no way you don't know. They start all that deflecting and all that stupid shit. They know, but they're okay with it because they ain't gonna bust a grape anyway. They're out there just for the cosplay. They're out there just to walk around. Some of them, not all, because there's probably, because I know some real cats who was down with that, but they saw what it was. That's why I'm getting a lot of information too for cats who are in the mix and saw a lot of fuckery going on. But a lot of cats were hitting me up who was in the mix, who were some real dudes. They were like, hey man, this is something else, man. This is some other shit right here. You understand? Real niggas know what it is. But there are real gun academies, gun trainers out here that's doing some real work. They're not running in front of cameras talking dumb shit, talking about they're going to burn shit down. No, when you see shit like that, you know what it is. Let's stop playing games. We're grown-ass folks out here. We got to handle grown folks' business. You understand? And the thing is, you know what's funny? You got to watch people. When you see fuckery going on, watch the people who co-signed the fuckery. And some people I didn't want to mention because there's a lot of people who co-signed fuckery just to clout chase. And the other day I was talking about this washed up nigga. You know, this sucker ass nigga, the rapper Yuck Mouth. He's kind of clicked in with Scam Master J. So Yuck Mouth has been trying to take shots at me so that he can get clout. And I really hate mentioning Yuck Mouth's name because he's such an irrelevant has-been ass nigga. And Yuck Mouth, I know you're listening. Some people might be like, who in the fuck is Yuck Mouth? I know some people in the room are like, who in the fuck is Yuck Mouth? Yeah, I know, guys. He's a one-hit wonder from the 90s. He's really a fucking nothing burger. But he's trying to get clout. I guess he was trying to pretend that I was throwing subliminals at him. Nigga, Yuck Mouth, stop it. Nigga, stop it. Nobody was, nigga, you are so irrelevant. Why would a nigga throw, why would somebody throw subliminals at an irrelevant 90s rapper? So he's a one-hit wonder. Because of COVID, he can't go nowhere to perform his one hit. So he has to try to create beefs in order to get some YouTube money. Yeah, this nigga was in a group called The Loonies. They were a one-hit wonder group. They had a great song called I Got Five on it. And that's been his claim to fame. This nigga has been irrelevant for the last 25 years. He's a one-hit wonder. Little bitty dusty fuck nigga. He's from the Bay. He's out here in LA now. He's desperate for clout. He starts beefs. He started beef with rappers, and what happens? He starts beefs, niggas beat him up, and then he goes to the police on niggas. You dig? But little fuck niggas like that are the kind of people that's co-signing Scam Master J. And Yuck Mouth, I know you're listening, and it just really bringing your name up. You're more sad than anything. I'm not angry with you because I know that you're a struggle one-hit wonder has been ass nigga and you need to do something to eat. I know this COVID is tearing your ass up. You probably get about $900 to go to clubs to perform I Got Five on it. You perform the shit for like 30 minutes. You got to stretch the shit out. Everybody on the left say, I got five on it. Everybody on the right, I got five on it. All the ladies now, I got five. Doing a little lower, I got five on it. I mean, you just got to stretch that one fucking hit out. So I know you're struggling, brother. I know you're struggling. I'm giving you pity by just mentioning you. This is the most relevance that you're going to have. I'm not going to keep mentioning old burnt out niggas from the 90s, though, because who's next? I got a beef with Rob Bass. I'm not going to keep beefing with niggas who are from the fucking 90s. I ain't going to keep doing that. Next thing you know, En Vogue is going to pull up on my ass. I ain't going to be doing all this shit with motherfuckers from the 90s. You know, this nigga's whole persona, Yuck Mouth, you're a goofy weed head slacker, and you're still doing that shit. You're old as a motherfucker, still doing the same goofball weed head slacker routine. Yada, yada, hey, y'all, it's Yuck Mouth. Yada, 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 all that goof. You're a little coon minstrel ass nigga. You're an old little baby coon. It is sad. It's very sad. That's why I don't want to roast him, because he's already sad. Niggas, his hairline is receded all the way to the back. Yuck Mouth, you're wearing them bandanas and them hats all over the place to cover up your fucked up, receding hairline, and you're running around here trying to be the goofy teen, yada-da, yada-da, with a fucked up, receding hairline with two struggle braids in the back of your fucking head. This nigga's trying to still look young with two struggle braids in the back of his receding hairline. This nigga's hairline starts in the back of his head. I give anybody $500 to show a picture of this nigga without a hat and without a bandana. That nigga head looks like Dolly Madison. That nigga looked like the Black Wendy's. Look at the Wendy's logo, them two struggle fucking pigtails on this nigga's fucked up receding hairline. Yada-da, yada-da. You fuck nigga. You bitch ass nigga. You, how you gonna have receding dookie braids? Yuck Mouth. Come on, let it go, brother. We don't need goofball niggas like you running around here with some receding goddess twist. Nigga, you got goddess twists in the back of your fucking receding hairline. Trying to talk about black empowerment. You don't need to be in this conversation, dude. This ain't your lane. We don't need goofball niggas like that speaking on real shit. We got grown man business out here that we're handling. And the nigga was sitting up here. That mink slide shit. Yada, yada. I got platinum plaques. He doing that mink slide. Yada. Nigga, I'm Yuck Mouth. My mink slide shit, it's charting higher than your shit. My mink slide, that's some side shit we do for a hobby. Nigga, you ain't been on the charts in over 10 fucking years. Nigga, you have not been on the charts in 10 fucking years. Our shit charts higher than yours, and that's just something we play around with. Nigga, you up here doing shows at carnivals and state fairs and bacon contests and shit. You get a little piece of money wherever. You struggling, dude. You performing I Got Five on it at bar mitzvahs and at children's Chuck E. Cheese parties and shit. All the 9-year-olds say, I got five on it. Then you switching up. How many candles you got? I got five on it. You struggling bitch ass nigga. This nigga performing I Got Five on it at nursing homes. Everybody on Social Security, I got five on it. Nigga's performing I Got Five on it anywhere. Struggling ass bitch nigga over there in a 2-bedroom apartment talking about your platinum plaque. I got plaques, yada, yada, yada. Nigga, you over there in a rent-controlled 2-bedroom apartment in North Hollywood with a bunch of platinum plaques that ain't even yours, nigga. You be on a lot of compilation albums and shit. You bitch-ass nigga, look at your life. You were all that yada-da, yada-da, and you up in a fucking 2-bedroom rent-controlled apartment in North Hollywood with a struggle ponytail and a bandana on your fucking head, smoking weed like a big fucking goofball. And nigga, your ponytails look like they're clip-ons. I don't even think this shit is real. You got clip-on ponytails, fuckboy. I'm not going to be mentioning every one-hit fucking wonder. Who's next? Rex in effect? Who else I got to be going after now? I'm not going after every has-been ass nigga. This nigga's embarrassing. And another thing about this fuck nigga, and I know you're listening, Yuckmouth. This is a nigga who still be getting beat up. Yuckmouth is an old nigga who be getting beat up still. Where's that? I'm going to find this article about this nigga. Because I don't like niggas who talk shit, can't back it up, get beat up, and then run to the police. You dig? So this nigga was running his mouth about 10 years ago. This nigga was running his mouth, talking that dumb shit. And look, you know, fuck niggas like that don't survive too long out here, you know, running the streets of LA like that. You know, we got a thing about fuck niggas like this. So that nigga got beat up in a Ralph's parking lot on Ventura Boulevard out there in Woodland Hills. This nigga Yuckmouth got beat up. They damn near killed this nigga, knocked him out, and robbed him. And then the fuck nigga went to the police and told on Shug and some cats that was with Shug and filed a police report. Y'all can look that up. This nigga got beat up in the streets and then filed a police report and told the police on Shug and all these cats and then tried to recant. Yada, I don't know what happened. Yada. No, nigga, don't work like that. Nigga, you can't unsnitch. No, you already told on niggas. Yeah, this nigga said they robbed him of $92,000 in jewelry. Nigga, you ain't got $92,000 in shit. Nigga, they robbed your ass of some swap meet jewelry and an anklet. You ain't got no $92,000, nigga, and you living in a damn struggle apartment in North Hollywood. You ain't holding like that. So they robbed this nigga, beat his ass. He went to the damn police, snitched on niggas. Did Spider Loke get him to? Yeah, this nigga just goes around LA and gets his ass whooped. This nigga goes around my city and just gets his ass touched up. Yada, 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 yada. You clown ass nigga. Now, this is stuff that's in the news. I'm not, this is shit I'm saying in the news. This is in the papers. This ain't just some street business. This nigga, he went to the police. I didn't. He the one filed a report. They talk about police reports that are filed. Somebody said, I'm talking about street business. No, his ass was trying to talk about some street business he don't know. He was trying to implicate me in criminal activity. And yeah, that nigga Tariq be with these niggas. He be doing all this. Oh, nigga, none of that shit you saying is true. He's trying to implicate me with other criminal activity. And that's a little lie snitching nigga. I'm talking about some shit that's in the news. This bitch ass nigga out here getting beat up. You old as hell, getting beat up still. How you old than a motherfucker getting beat up? A grown old ass middle-aged nigga getting beat up in the fucking streets. They out here stealing this nigga's life alert bracelet and putting that shit on the internet. Yo, we got a ransom for this nigga shit. They got a ransom for your life alert bracelet, nigga. They robbing this hoe ass nigga. And he's snitching, telling on niggas. They stealing this nigga's heart medicine and shit. They got that nigga's heart medicine on eBay, selling it. Yada. But little fuck niggas like that. Yuckmouth, you're a battered bitch, nigga. You don't need to be speaking on grown man's business. You're a battered woman, my nigga. You going to the police talking about you've been battered. Nigga, you're a battered bitch. We're going to put you in a 12-step program, nigga, so you can get over it. We're going to put you in a woman's shelter so you can get a pink bandana around your fucking goddess twist to talk about the pain that niggas put you through, ho-ass nigga.
Yada, I got beat up. Yada.
Clown ass coon. Fuck nigga. Lord, I'm talking about a mother. I done lost my fucking mind. I'm talking about a has-been motherfucker from the 90s. Who else am I going to talk about? Mint condition? Who the fuck else am I going to talk about? Losing my goddamn mind. Lord. Who's next? Redhead Kingpin? Stop it. Let me get out of here, man. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio, man. It's been real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been real. Don't forget, guys, go to OgunJuice.com. OgunJuice.com. Ladies and gentlemen, go to Ogun.com. OgunJuice.com. Get your pepper spray. Get your mask. Get your socks. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Ladies and gentlemen, and I will holler at you guys later this week. Y'all be good.